There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 8 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about 8 unhealthy mindsets about money. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. You're listening to The 80%, the podcast about learning smart money habits and the proper mindset to achieve financial success. Kamusta? Kamusta kayo? I hope you're all doing well. Of course, before anything else, let me give a shout out kay Jerry Lee, who posted, "Preparing for the future and enjoying the present. Hindi lang sana, pwede naman all." So yun yung post niya sa Facebook, and thank you for sharing that. That's actually her reaction sa ating previous episode entitled The Infinite Number of Shades of Grey. And kung hindi mo pa siya napapakinggan, then I encourage you to do so. Pero siguro after mo nang makinig dito sa episode na to. Moreover, I'd like to give a shout out to Lawrence, my friend from Jensan. Hello, kamusta ka? Nakakwentuhan ko siya last week and he shared with me na madalas raw siya makinig sa podcast natin habang nagda-drive. So, if you're listening to this episode now, I hope you drive safe and thank you for subscribing sa The 80%. So, I guess that's it for our greetings and our shout-outs. So, let's go to our episode. Our episode for today is sort of a countdown episode because I'm going to give you a list of 8 beliefs about money that are totally wrong. Gayto kasi yan. Siyempre, kung ayaw mo ang isang bagay, edi iiwasan mo siya, di ba? Kung ayaw mo ng matao na lugar, malamang umiiwas kang pumunta sa mall kapag weekend. And kung ayaw mo naman na pinapawisan ka, malamang umiiwas ka sa mga lugar na mainit o yung mga lugar na walang aircon. And I believe na ganyan din yan pagdating sa pera. If you believe that having too much money will cause bad things to happen to you, then subconsciously, you'll avoid becoming rich. That's actually our number one on the list, believing that money is the root of all evil. Of course, that is totally false. Money is not the root of all evil. I believe that money is a neutral entity. Hindi siya mabuti, hindi rin siya masama. Money is a tool, that's my personal belief. And it's actually the person who decides if he's going to use it for good or evil. Parang kutsilyo siguro, pwede mong gamitin yung kutsilyo na pangluto sa paboritong ulam ng asawa mo or pwede mong ipampatay sa kanya. I'm sorry for the morbid image but I hope you get the point. There are thousands of millionaires out there who do a lot of charity work. They are philanthropists who help people lead better lives. Plus, marami ding mga successful entrepreneurs who create jobs for millions of people. They're rich and they have money, but they're also good people. So, money in itself is not the root of all evil. Perhaps it's the love of money or greed that makes people turn evil and do bad things. So, that's number one. Ang number two natin, nako, classic din ito, and I must confess that I really hate it when people say this because it's such a wrong mindset. Do you want to know what it is? It's the belief that money cannot buy happiness. Of course, we want to be happy. And if you believe that money cannot buy happiness, then again, subconsciously, you won't make financial success a goal and a priority in your life. Do you understand what I mean? However, did you know that scientific studies have shown that the contrary is true? That money can indeed buy happiness. Daniel Kahneman and Angus Deaton are two Nobel Prize-winning economists who conducted a study on this, as well as Ashley Willens, a business professor at Harvard University, who in her study concluded that buying time promotes happiness. ilalagay ko sa show notes natin yung link papunta sa mga research studies nila. But in any case, ang sabi nila, when we spend on other people, it promotes a good feeling within us. Also, spending on experiences also promotes a better quality of happiness. And lastly, if we spend money to save time, then it promotes happiness because we are able to spend on other things that give us life satisfaction. Meaning, kapag may pera ka, edi meron kang means and capability to help other people, especially your loved ones. Plus, you can also spend on valuable life experiences like travel. And of course, kung hindi ka stressed sa pera, then you can focus your time on your relationships. You can spend more time with your family and friends, kaya mas nagiging masaya ka. So, money can buy happiness if you know how to spend it right.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 3. Having lots of money is a big responsibility. Well, totoo naman, it is a big responsibility. Pero that's what I'd like to call a good problem. Siyempre, mas gusto ko na ang problema ko ay marami akong pera kaysa naman ang problema ko ay wala or kapos ako sa pera, di ba? And my advice, don't be afraid to have lots of money because you can always hire an accountant and a financial manager. You can talk to someone like me, a registered financial planner, to help you invest and manage your portfolio. You don't have to do it alone. So kung naniniwala tayo ng malaking responsibilidad ang pagkakaroon ng maraming pera at natatakot tayo dito, again, subconsciously, we will be setting up ourselves to avoid getting lots of money or earning lots of money. That's why it is a wrong belief or a wrong mindset. Number 4, if I have lots of money, I won't know who my real friends are. Or sabi nga nung isa kong kakilala, wealth is relative. If you have lots of wealth, then you also have lots of relatives. Nako, that's actually a popular joke about becoming rich that I often hear. Well, my personal belief is that our own character is responsible for the people we attract in our life. If you think that the only reason why people would want to be friends with you is because you're rich, then those types will exactly be the one you'll have. My advice is to offer genuine friendships and chances are, the people that will come into your life are those who will reciprocate your sincerity. Number 5. I would have lots of money if it were not for my family and relatives. And number 6. If there's no corruption and the economy is good, it would be easy to earn money. Pinagsunod ko na sila kasi I often hear people complaining and blaming their family, their relatives, their boss, the government, and of course the economy for their bad financial status. The lesson here is that we should stop blaming others. Our capability to earn and save money depends on how we manage our personal finances. Realize that there are things we cannot control and things that we can control. Yung mga hindi natin kayang kontrolin, syempre yung ugali ng mga kamag-anak natin, ugali ng pamilya natin. Yung mga desisyon ng mga government officials natin, yung takbo na ekonomiya. We have very little or no control over these things. So, instead of focusing on the problem, you should focus on finding solutions. Focus on what you can control, which is how you spend your money, the sources of income that you have, and the investing strategies that you can do. Kung kinakapos ang sweldo mo dahil ang dami nakaasa sa'yo yung pamilya mo, then perhaps you can focus on teaching them how to be financially responsible as well, or helping them earn their own income. On a personal level, you can also dedicate your time in finding ways to earn more. Ang napapansin ko kasi, some people, they just sit and complain but they don't do anything about their situation. Lalo na pagdating sa economy, I've heard some people complain na ang hirap ng buhay kasi ang taas ng mga bilihin, and sinasabi rin nila na hindi sila aasenso hanggat mayroong corrupt sa government. But you should realize that we don't have control over the global and the national economy, but what we do have control over with is our personal economy. So again, just focus on what you can do to help yourself become financially better. And then, of course, you should remember, when the next election comes, choose and vote for candidates that you believe will help and take action to make everyone's lives better. Number 7, I have to be good in math to handle money wisely. Here's another confession. Naiinis ako kapag naririnig ko yan, na hindi sila magaling sa math kaya nahihirapan sila mag-handle ng pera nila. I am an engineer by education. I am a civil engineering graduate and I actually passed the civil engineering board exams. And of course, when I was studying, part of our curriculum is yung algebra, trigonometry, geometry, calculus, statistics, and kung ano-ano pang areas in mathematics. In fact, meron pa akong quantum mechanics dun sa subject ko na physics. And today, all I can say is that as a registered financial planner, basic arithmetic lang talaga ang kailangan mo to handle your finances well. Plus, minus, multiply, and divide lang talaga ang madalas mong gagawin. At of course, meron lang calculator ngayon kaya hindi ka na magkakamali sa pag-compute. Of course, kung talagang medyo nahihirapan ka sa math, again, you can work with or hire an accountant or a financial manager for you. Personal finance is not rocket science. How many times have you heard how some of the richest and most successful people on earth are actually school dropouts? Academic excellence helps, but it is not a requirement to be rich. And lastly, number 8 for episode 8, you need money to make money. I would disagree on this because have you heard of the phrase, laway lang ang puhunan? That's the story of some of the rich people I've met. Laway lang ang naging puhunan nila at dun sila nagsimula. Let me tell you a simple story. Meron akong friend, binibenta niya yung van niya kasi bibili siya ng bagong sasakyan. So, ang sabi ko sa kanya, tutulungan ko siyang maghanap ng buyer. So, I asked around until I was able to talk to an office mate. Sabi ko, nako, maganda yung van kasi pwede mo siyang gawing negosyo na van for rent. And eventually, na-convince ko yung office mate ko at siya yung nakabili ng van ng friend ko. Hindi ako naglabas ng pera. Laway lang ang puhunan ko. Pero I was able to earn 50,000 pesos as commission. Yun yung aking referral fee. And that 50,000 pesos, marami na akong magagawa dun para palakihin yon. May mga food cart businesses na nga na less than that amount ang franchise fee. And speaking of starting a business, even if you don't have business capital, basta meron kang magandang business idea and you are able to develop a sound business plan, you can always find a seed investor or a venture capitalist to build your business. You don't need money to make money. Perhaps ang kailangan mo ay tamang diskarte and that hunger and dedication to make your finances better. And with that, we reach the end of another episode. I hope may natutunan kayong bago today. Please share your thoughts on social media and use hashtag the80% and hashtag money mindset because I'd like to know what you think of today's episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And with that, I'd like to thank you for listening and remember to subscribe to the 80% podcast if you still haven't. And please share this to your friends. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye and leaving you with this week's question. If you had an extra 5,000 pesos right now, how would you use it to make someone happy? For comments and reactions to this episode, please use hashtag the80% and hashtag moneymindset on your social media posts. For the show notes, go to bit.ly/the80%. That's bit.ly/the80%. PERCENT, all small letters.